Alright, so the group Star Plus originally styled as a Nigerian pop musical group. The founder members were Shafee, Morfe, Tunde, Yemi, and Lan Ray. The names, the name Style being an abbreviation of the founder's first names. I guess you didn't know that. Anyway, their singles All For Me and Runaway were amongst the most requested love songs on all the major Nigerian R&B radio stations was in 2004 and 2005. Today, we're taking you back to 2004 hit record Runaway by Style Plus. Hope you enjoyed the track and hope you're still enjoying it. I go by the name Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. How are you doing? Good morning, beautiful, beautiful morning from me to you, 99.3 Nigeria Info. By the way, I am not alone in the studio this morning. It's actually very cold. I don't know if I'm the only one feeling it, or maybe because quite a lot ongoing inside my body. Yeah, kind of feeling cold. Like,
okay.
Anyway, I have with me Mr. Dennis. How are you doing, Mr. Dennis? Good morning.
Good morning to you, Ada. I'm fine. Cold everywhere. Everywhere is feeling cold. But talking about cold, I think I'm liking the cold right now.
Really, you are?
Because before I was complaining. But I'm liking it.
Why?
A little bit of sun, a little bit of cold.
So it's
making it more warm.
Surprisingly, despite the sun,
the weather.
I feel the coldness the cold. More. Regardless of the sun.
Yeah, I'm liking the cold anyway. Good morning to you, listening to me.
Yeah.
Such a great time. You bloody Dante.
It'd be like, say, Dante, really.
And there was a time.
Wow,
there was,
phone lines are already buzzing. Don't worry, guys. We'll check for calls.
There was a time, Mr. Frank said, we should also do Saturday and Sunday. I don't know if you recall that time.
Oh, yeah, I do. Vividly.
We'll put that into consideration.
You? Because I want who? To do
what?
You. Anyway, how did your weekend go?
My weekend was fine.
Okay.
Like I said, the weather has to be kind of warm. I didn't go out, you know. I was just
did you go to church?
Door. Yeah, of course. That one
okay.
is. I always mark register. After service, nothing. Come around, you know.
Friday party.
No Friday party.
No Saturday Uwambe.
Next week Saturday, have a party.
Oh, you don't have a party?
Not like a party, a show kind of.
Oh, you have a show.
Yes.
Okay.
I was invited, but I'm contemplating if I should go to that show.
Why? Why are you having mixed feelings?
Kind of event, or I should attend. So there's a meeting I have on Friday, so I'm just looking at it, but I've not decided yet.
Should I help you decide?
Which one? Yeah, decide which one you want me.
Just stay in your house.
No, that, see,
just there.
Of
home.
Course, if I should stay in my house, it would be boring. Imagine this weekend, like the Sunday, Saturday, I didn't go out. Of course, I should be able to go out next week.
Okay.
So, and what about you? Tell me.
Nothing really. My weekend
Rando.
Was. Not quite. Okay. Let me just give you a rundown of how my weekend was. On Friday, I was a little bit in my feelings.
Oh.
Yeah. You get that feel. What are you thinking? Whatever you want to think is fine. I know what I am saying.
I wish I could be in my feelings. Bye.
Never wish for that. My dear. Okay, so yeah, Friday I was in my feelings, just at home, and I think it was raining. Yeah, it rained in the morning, so that kind of distorted my plans, my day's plans. I wanted to do some things outside, but
okay.
It rained, and then I looked at my account balance. I was like, okay, maybe this is a signal for me to just stay at home. So I did stay at home, and then Saturday I had an event. Big shout out to you, Mr. Taribo Joseph. He had this event somewhere around Lekki. By the way, he's an emotional masseur. We've had him before on the show.
Okay.
And he spoke wisdom. I am thinking of bringing him back again so we talk about more heart issues. So he had his own event. You know, one good turn to say deserves another. So I went there for him. That was it for Saturday. And then yesterday being Sunday, I was quite unable to attend service. So I didn't go. I didn't even join that of Daddy Free's online. Because aside not being that free, quite a lot on my hands. So I couldn't. And then in the evening, I was with someone special. Yeah. Do you know when you are having this hard conversation? What's your problem?
I would let you with someone special can by
be,
you.
Calm down. Anyone can be special. Maybe my mom, my dad, my man, anybody.
Like me too.
No, not you.
Oh, interesting.
You're special, interesting. But
My own specialty, there's a level.
Oh, more relaxed. So, yeah, I was with someone special. We actually spoke about heart issues. And
of course.
Yeah, I think 90% of the conversation or 90% of the time in the conversation or spent during the conversation, I was a little bit emotional. I was quite emotional, not a little bit. Some days are like that, you know.
It's obvious.
I think it's... What's obvious?
On your face.
What's obvious? I think we all get to that point where we just need that person to have that deep conversation with.
Yeah.
We just need that person around to, you know, truly express our emotions, our feelings. And I always say this, trust me, it's very okay for you to cry. It's very okay for you to break down at some point. It's very okay for you to express yourself. But the greatest flex is when you have that person that, regardless of whatever conversation, deep down, that person makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the person, you smile, and you're optimistic of a better tomorrow. So yeah, this is me actually just, aside sharing my story, my weekend.
Yeah.
I am basically urging you listening right now that, yeah, you can be you, talk to that trusted person about how you truly feel, and then if you have the opportunity to do something right, never hesitate doing it. We learn every day.
Of course.
So if you have the opportunity to, you know, work on yourself, be a better version of yourself, for yourself and for the people around you, never blow that chance. All right?
Yeah.
So yeah, my weekend was pretty much productive.
Interesting.
Yeah.
In fact, for me, that emotion part with the special,
you don't even
one.
Know what I was talking about. Dennis, you just have a spoiled mind. See?
What do you mean by
you just
spoiled
like mind? I am with you in the studio. I can see your facial expression. I know now that I mentioned emotion. You will not even... Okay, what if this emotional conversation was all about, okay, this person is quite special, but hey, I'm thinking of what business to go into. I'm thinking of what we should do, right? Or something. You're just thinking of something else. Because I... Okay, fine. What if I thought it wasn't a man? Whoever.
But what I'm saying is that this is a weekend. And weekend should be enjoyed because you have enough time. For me, I didn't have that time.
Oh, okay.
The emotional feeling, expression. And that's why I'm looking towards this, what's it called? This Saturday.
Okay.
Or Friday. But I've not decided yet. That's the painful part.
No, you have
and
to.
You're not even helping matter.
I didn't even know you were on the, you were close. Like, maybe we'd have gone for the Saturday event together. Trust me, it was quite impactful.
Oh,
it was really? More like a marriage seminar. Yeah, married people talking about quite a lot, you know, how to be faithful
with your spouse.
Yeah, and then they were talking about their fears, their challenges in their relationships.
That was interesting.
Yeah, it was quite interesting. I learned a lot.
Wow.
Don't worry, subsequently, I'll hit you up. We'll go.
Yeah, I need to be there. You know, so
by the way, guys, you can watch the show this Saturday, 10 p.m. on Pop, DSTV channel, Pop Central. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, check it out. You can catch up.
Is it annually or every month?
I think it's monthly. I'm not sure. Yeah. I just got the invite like on a Thursday to be there on Saturday, but I had to go for my friend.
Looking forward to next Monday.
Yeah, next month I'll definitely invite you, and maybe I'll just go with a listener. Yeah, I'll just pick a caller randomly. We'll all go together, three of us.
I'll be the judge.
Look at you.
The judge before the call.
You're not serious. All
but,
right.
But interesting weekend we had.
For real.
Weekend. Yeah, interesting one. At least interesting one.
The highlight for me was the fact that I was able to see someone special. Don't ask me if it was the Sunday meeting or on a Saturday.
Yeah, we're not ask.
Yeah.
I've already known.
What do you know?
I
saw someone. Don't get me wrong. You listening, you're very, very special. And someday I know that we're going to meet, we're going to take pictures, we're going to share our stories together personally. You're very special. But for now, you know, let me just be meeting
special
people gradually, you know, one after the other.
Special.
You know.
Even me, I'm special too.
I know.
Oh. But my own special is a separate special.
Why are you putting yourself in the box?
I'm not putting myself in the box.
Okay, it's all good. 18 minutes gone past 12. And this is the Chart Station with your radio girlfriend, Adele Blessing, who has Dennis Jimmy right here in the studio. And, you know, we always do this. It's now more like a tradition where after we share our story, we give you the opportunity to talk to us about how your weekend went, you know. And by the way, guys, pardon my voice. I've been pretty much exposed to cold lately. The places I've been at, pretty cold, and I don't walk well with cold. Yeah, it tend to give me flu, and yeah, so my voice is a little bit shaky and coarse, so pardon me.
I'll take it to Kano.
I am fine in Lagos. I am okay here.
It's good you go to Kano so that temperature will balance.
So yeah, pardon my voice, but aside that, your radio girlfriend is doing just fine. Alright. Okay, now let's hear from you. How was your weekend? What stood out for you? Were you out there partying? Did you go for an all-one bed?
Were you with a special one?
Did
you express your feelings?
Were you out there with someone special? Did anyone piss you off? Did you reconcile with someone?
Were you emotional? Did you explore?
Something is wrong with you. I knew it. Dennis, what if I was with a girl?
I don't know. You have
what
to
if I was
them.
With a lady? Like, you just have a dirt mind.
Did you see him? Did she see you?
Okay. Dennis, you're not doing this tonight. All right, back to you. We want to hear from you directly. How was your weekend? What stood out for you? What was the highlight? What did you do differently? Were you able to, you know, have fun? Or were you just at home looking at your accounts balance and the calendar, hoping that the month will just come to an end? Basically, what stood out for you? You know, I really care about you, and not talking to you for the weekend is a whole lot. So I just want to catch up with happenings with you. So the studio line is 0700-993-993-993. Ladies, the number to dial is 014-657-190. And the WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. We'll only do this for about 5 minutes, and then we get into the day's topic. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Ada.
Yes, good morning. What's your name?
This is Femi.
Okay, good to have you here. Welcome.
You should remember. Remember this Femi.
I do, my Yoruba teacher.
Very long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
How are you doing, Ada?
Ada is fine. So tell us, how was your weekend?
Yes, I am okay. I'm not just in Lagos.
I love the song you're playing in the background.
That music there is really... What
did you say?
The music there is loud.
I thought it was from your end. I'm from you.
No. It's better now.
Oh, really? That was from your end. And I was here vibing to the song. Okay, so tell us, how was your weekend?
Somehow?
How?
Just
somehow.
You want to tell us?
Nah. We won't talk about it.
Hope you were not served breakfast. Hope you were not served breakfast.
What's up with that dude shouting, Dude, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Ada here.
My comment reserved.
Please, just ignore Dennis. Tell me. Hope you weren't served breakfast.
Don't start to get at me.
Hope you weren't served breakfast.
No,
I know a lot of people weekend.
Oh, did you serve someone breakfast?
Which one? Choose one.
Okay. If you don't want to share, it's fine. Just be fine, okay? Be strong.
And yeah. I know.
All right, Shelly. Thank you very much for calling.
This weekend was good.
Obviously.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Benjamin, calling from Lekki.
Hey, Ben. Welcome to the show.
Aga, I'm a first time caller.
You're a first time caller. Okay, the family is large. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I seriously enjoy my weekend.
Aha. Uh-huh. Tell me.
Yes, I ate dog meat with Burukutu. I ate dog meat with Burukutu.
What is Burukutu?
This is my person.
I'm from Plateau, with native drink, yes.
Burukutu is the name of a drink?
Yes, the name of the drink.
Mm. Burukutu.
Yeah, it's a native drink, yes.
Native
I'm from Plateau State.
Wow.
Yes, I'm from Plateau State. I ate dog meat with Burukutu.
In Plateau State or in Lagos? Which one?
Yes, I'm from Angal by tribe.
But you were in Lagos this weekend, so you had the Burukutu and dog meat in Lagos.
Yes, I'm in Lagos. And
so
I'm
dogs are no longer safe in Lagos?
Yeah, I stay in Lagos.
I'm asking, so dogs are no longer safe in Lagos?
No, they do. They stay in Lagos.
They are not safe anymore. So people like you now kill and eat dogs.
Why would they be safe in Lagos?
Ben.
Yeah. Dog is one of the best meat.
What? A man's best friend?
Dog is one of the best meat. I'm telling you.
I thought we were going to be friends, but.
Like this,
Ben. I don't know what zone I'll put you.
See, this is my
What breed of dog did you eat? See, you know, what breed?
Native
dog.
Yeah.
Nikita.
Yeah, local dog. That is local dog. Yes,
Bingo.
Local dog.
Bingo.
Yes, Bingo. Yes, local dog.
Case closed.
Okay, Ben.
You are listening to your life.
Hey, now wow.
Interesting stuff.
This is not good. This is not good.
Dog.
Hey.
Worst season. I miss. By the time I go to mainland,
I can give you Ben's number.
No.
So both of you can
all this while
link
I've
up.
Been on the island, so I'm looking forward.
Forward to
you. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm not thinking with you. Don't worry. Don't even get me involved. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, Wisdom, Benjamin. I'm from Lagos.
Okay, Wisdom. Welcome. Tell us about your weekend.
I'm fine.
Wisdom is fine. Okay. So, what stood out for you this weekend? Hello, Wisdom, are you there?
Wheezy.
Big Wheeze. Okay. Wheeze, if you can call us back, please do. So we have this chat with you. All right. 26 minutes gone past 12. I did say I was going to dedicate just 5 minutes to that session. So those of you calling, we see the call. We appreciate that you want to share your weekend with us. And we just hope it was a good one. And if you never had a good one, don't worry. Some days are like that, just trying to be fine and be hopeful that the next one is going to be much better. All right. Thank you very much for sharing with us. Officially, we welcome you to the Soul Therapy segment where we talk about heart issues. And before we read out today's story, I just want to ask if anything is bothering you, anything is bothering your relationship, feel free to call our studio line and let's handle them live on air. Let's have this open discussion tonight. So, this reads, I've been dating this guy for 8 years now. I am 32 years old. My relationship with him started since my university school days. Ever since we graduated and started working, I've been expecting him to propose to me, which he hasn't. Once I confronted him, he said he needed a tangible source of income first before considering marriage. His current salary is 80,000 naira, yet he doesn't want us to go into marriage now. I personally told him that we could manage what we have and plan a marriage, our life together, since I am also working. But he said no. His reason is that he doesn't want us to suffer. My problem is, number one, time is not on my side. Remember, she said she's 32. Number two, he wants to make millions before he can marry me. What if it takes more years to do that? And number three, I am ready and he is not. Please, I need advice. I don't know what to do. Okay.
Tough one.
8 years of relationship. She's 32. His current pay is 80,000 naira. And he wants to make more money. He wants to get to a certain level before considering marriage. So we are asking you tonight, what advice do you have for her? If you were in her shoes, what would you do? Wait for him, give him more time and the relationship, look for someone else that is ready. What basically would you do? And also, how long should you date before getting married? What's the ideal duration? And what's the ideal amount of money a man should have before considering marriage? Let's have this conversation. The studio line is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. 29 minutes gone past 12. Let's hear from you.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Is Benjamin calling back?
Ben, my former friend.
Well, yeah, I'm coming back. Yeah, thank okay. you. And seriously, my advice to the lady, her man is not serious about the relationship.
Why? Say so.
Yeah, because when he has money, no, you understand, let her just find someone and go on with her life. It's not serious.
When you say just find someone, you think it's really
easy
to find
someone? Yeah, because he will keep her waiting. At long last, he won't marry her again, you understand? He will delay her, and at long last, he won't marry her again. He will end up marrying a young girl. You end up marrying someone else. So that's my advice to her. You understand?
So what if she ends the relationship? Don't get me wrong. I'm not asking her to die, to stay there and die. But I'm just saying, what if she ends the relationship and then it takes her another 2 to 3 years to now find someone she loves or someone that loves her? I'm saying this because I've been out of a relationship and trying to now get someone else. Omo, I was still looking for my ex in, those new people.
Yeah, if you truly love him, let her just give him a small time, shall?
How much time?
Like a year.
A year.
Let her try him, like a year. When he's not ready again, let her move on with her life. Yes.
Okay.
Like a year. Let her give him a try, like a year.
Okay, then.
If he's not saying anything about the relationship, about the wedding, let her cut out with the relationship and move on.
Okay, so before you go, how long should one date before getting married? How long should people date before? How long should people date before getting married?
To my own opinion, I'm not married though. Seriously, you understand? But to my own opinion, at least highest 2 years.
Okay, 2 years.
Yeah. This is my opinion. 2 years, you need to know each other much better. 2 years, I think, is okay.
Okay. Is there a particular amount of money a man should have, like a certain level a man should get to before considering marriage? If yes.
No. He can even marry her now. It will be a blessing, you understand? The man, that's why I told you from the beginning, the man is not serious about you. He's not serious about the relationship.
Okay.
Yes, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Tayo.
Okay, welcome to the show. Talk to us, please.
Hello.
We can hear you. Oh dear, you have to call this back, please. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good evening. Is this Ada Blessing?
Good morning. Yes, it's Ada Blessing.
Yeah, good morning. Nice speaking with you.
Nice speaking with you too. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Felix by name.
Felix, okay, we have Dennis in the building.
Yeah, we have Felix in the building.
Dennis.
Okay, Dennis, I'm not Dennis. I said
no, Dennis
Felix
is here.
By name.
I know
good morning,
we got the name.
Felix.
Yeah, good morning. Dennis.
Yes.
Good morning.
Morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
nice
Felix. Okay. Felix, please go ahead.
Actually, Ada, that guy is not serious for marriage. If he's ready to marry, he won't wait that he has money or he's going to look for money somewhere to get married with her.
Are you serious? You want him to borrow and get married and then eat what in the marriage?
getting married to her, there might be a blessing.
And what if there is
there
none?
There's a blessing for him than waiting for much money to get married. That guy doesn't want to marry Nani. Hello?
We can hear you. So you're asking her to take a walk?
Yes, she can actually go and look for somebody else that is not ready for marriage.
Wow.
Somebody that is ready for marriage. 8 years relationship. 8 years is too much now. They have been long for 8 years. They have been moving for 8 years. Why now? She's 32. You know, you people, you women, you people are just like flowers. As time goes on, it will fade off. They what year or how many years she's going to wait for that man to get married to me or to get proposed to her.
Okay.
It's not done that way. Let her go and look for somebody else.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Felix.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Henry.
Henry. Calling from where?
Calling from Ikorodu.
Okay, Henry. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my advice to the lady is that she should talk it out with the boy. And then if the guy still insists that he wants to make more money before he gets married, what she should do is to let him know that she herself, she's not getting any younger. Then if the guy still insists, I advise her that she should take a walk and save her own life, because two of them are coming from different angle.
Yeah.
The guy wants to make money and the lady wants to get married. So two of them are not they don't have the same mindset. And what now about making money is that you cannot say you are going to make this a certain amount of money.
Please turn off your radio. Or move away from there.
So what about making money is that you cannot ascertain that you are going to make this certain amount of money at this particular time. So the guy might say in the next 1 year or in the next 2 years, even in the next 1 year or next 2 years, you find himself going down instead of going up. You understand?
Okay.
So there's no time. The only thing is that if you have what you are doing as a man and you are working and the lady is working, two of you can make things happen.
Okay.
Yeah, that is my advice.
All right then. Thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Please turn off your radio.
So?
Good morning.
Well, good morning. I'm Charles calling from Lekki.
You are Chance?
My name is Charles calling from Lekki.
Oh, Charles. Okay. Okay,
yeah, I'm actually a first-time caller.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I've been following you all these years and this is my first time updating.
Oh, wow. Welcome.
Yes. Excuse me.
Sorry about that.
Excuse me.
Sorry, dear.
Concerning that guy, you know, the lady is complaining. The question is she ready to put her money on the line? For God's sake, the guy said he's earning 80,000 naira monthly salary. And you're trying to push him into marriage. Is she ready to support him financially?
Yeah, she said so.
If she's ready, some ladies will say so, and the other will say they'll disappoint you. Like one of my friends, the current wife forced him into marriage. The guy was earning very low. And now they have to keep all the loose. The guy that is carrying all the loose.
Wow.
Everything, all the expenses is on the guy. And the lady didn't fulfill her own part of the promise. So if she's ready to support the guy, the guy should just be careful, because marriage is not a child's play. It's not something
right
that you rush into. The lady too, if you understand the guy, 80K is too small to start a family. You understand? So
okay.
The girl should be patient. Should support the guy and give him time.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
What's your name?
My name is Innocent.
Are you innocent?
By God's grace.
I like that. Welcome.
Yeah.
Innocent, please talk to us.
In the issue of marriage, I don't think if a woman can force a man into marriage, it's not fair.
Okay. Yes.
If a man wants to go into marriage, he has to be prepared on his own, not that to the support of the woman.
Okay.
Because even the late Pastor Bimbo Adekoya, that woman that preaches singular marriage. Mm. Because I normally visit her service from time to time. So she said a man must not marry a woman out of pity.
Right.
You must marry a woman because you are ready and you are capable. Not that the woman, you are depending on the woman to come and assist you. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. And I'll let her get a spare because that one can collapse at any time, Ima. Wow. Spare boyfriend.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Hello.
We can hear you.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Victor.
Victor.
Adabadie.
Idioke Yineka. Messier.
Ah, it's where. I believe one should not put all your eggs in one basket.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Victor, what do you mean? She should get another man?
Even during the time they were together, she should have something like, sometimes you call it extra, in case, because anything can happen anytime.
How would you feel if you're with a girl that you really do love and then you discover that there is someone else?
There's no love there. If there was any kind of love, there would have been nothing like excuse.
Oh, really?
There's no love there.
So if you discover that your girl has someone else, you feel there is no love. You feel you're not giving her love enough. That's why there is a spare.
Love covered everything. Because if the guy loves the girl, mm-hmm. I don't think there will be any room for any excuse that there is no money. What is money?
Oh, wow.
If there is love, both of them can work out things. Understand?
Mm. Okay.
So, no matter what happened, I will blame the girl.
You blame the girl? Why?
Yes. She should not put all her eggs in one basket.
Wow. Is that not cheating?
Exactly.
I don't think so. Yes. I don't think so.
So you'll be cool with your girl having someone else?
Yes, because there's nobody that knows about tomorrow. Anything can happen tomorrow.
Then let anything, whatsoever happens.
Okay. Okay.
Take care, man.
All right. Take care, Victor. Do I use the word sad? Oh, it's rather shocking to hear people tender some sort of advice. I mean, I'm not saying that you're wrong or right, but I'm just like, sometimes let's wear people's shoes. I do this a lot. Not like I do it almost all the time or I do it like immediately. If I was, I think maybe I'll probably have one great life. Okay, when something happens to me or when someone does something to me, I'll just immediately wear the person's shoes and then see reasons of the person. I am human. Sometimes I react. After reacting, then I think my actions through. But then, ever since I, you know, spoke to myself on wearing people's shoes, seeing life from a different perspective, from the person's point of view, I think my life has been a little bit different. Now, when you say this, it's sweet. It sounds nice when you are the one asking people to do some certain things, like having a second partner or a second boyfriend or girlfriend. Now, I want you to picture yourself in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You're in love with this person, and we don't know if this guy is truly, truly unserious or he is genuinely concerned about their tomorrow, because I bet you some guys, they really do care about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Guys don't think like we ladies, we move with emotions. Or we love this person, we want to die for this person, we want to spend the rest of our lives with this person, we just want to be there. But guys, or some guys, let me not generalize it.
Mm.
Some guys, they think 10 years from now. Now, what if this guy is truly being considerate with the way things are in the country? I mean, 50K cannot even see me through a month. Now I bring you in. We now have a child. Where do we go? I've been trying to get better jobs. Hasn't been working. Okay, and I'll marry you. Yes, you're working. Some guys also, they don't like taking stuff from women, no matter how much they love you. Even if you're their girl or wife, they will never. They'll rather want to provide, even if it's the very last thing they have on them. They just want to provide and not take from a woman. What if this guy falls under that category? I'm not saying it's actually the best. We all need help at some point. Now, he loves this girl. The next thing he finds out that there's someone else. You think that will not make him not even consider the whole concept of marriage? But then when she returns back to us, we're going to say, oh, he was never serious. Wear people's shoes. I don't know. Some people can handle cheating partners, but some people can never take that.
But that's
some
the
people,
risk.
It will break them.
Like the high risk.
No, have a second. And now put her in a state of confusion, because if you push her into getting a second partner, she's not with the second partner for love. She's with that person for marriage. That's why we now have so many broken marriages.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because some people, they don't marry who they truly love, who they want to spend the rest of their lives with. They marry for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
This one now, that second person, she's not going there for love. She's just going there because that second person is ready to make her a wife. And any little misunderstanding in that home, something that she would have easily, you know, just overlook out of love, because love covers all flaws.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be blown out of proportion, because that is not who she loves.
Hmm.
And instead of enduring this person, the next thing, she's checking the closest court house, divorce. Oh, my husband did this. No, I can't take it. Why? There is no genuine love and understanding. It's just all on the basis of, okay, I want to marry you. So I think when we are advising people, people take what strangers say to them seriously, especially when it concerns matters of the heart. They feel, oh, that stranger is just saying it the way it should be. So when they listen to you, sometimes they just act on that. So I want you to be a little bit emotional. Wear the person's shoes when talking to this person, because you can actually be in that situation. Maybe not exactly. So it's just my word, though. I've been with someone, or when I met my man, he wasn't ready for marriage. He was almost here. He was trying to fix his life. Oh, I need to get this done. I need to do this. Imagine if I had listened to some people that told me, hey, Ada, you need to get an option and all that. And then he eventually finds out that it was someone else while he was trying to fix his life to better our lives. Come on.
That would be a turn off. That would be
exactly.
A turn off.
Exactly.
Do you understand? Something you are trying to build, and all of a sudden, it slips out of your finger. Anyway, to me personally, I would tell this lady to be patient. Because someone you have been...
I'm not trying to side anyone. I'm trying to be on the fence. Also being patient for 8 years.
Ada, someone you have been with for 8 years, you can tell. Now, the thing is that it's not like this guy is not responding, like, he responds negative, like, oh, I'm not going to get married to you.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, give me some time so that I can be able to gather up. It's kind of the guy is optimistic about it. It's actually heading somewhere. Do you understand? So
okay.
it's all about, this guy has been with you for 8 years. There's likely a tendency that he might get married to you. So it's all about, you know, and it might be a guy who has a principle but perhaps doesn't want to lean on any lady.
Okay.
So it's all about timing. And again, if there's something that God has destined that this is your husband, what would you do? Would you look for option B? Go and marry the wrong guy? So this is life. We must, you know, things has to be done carefully, extremely careful. If not, Ada.
Okay.
It will be the matter of the head, not the matter of the head. Because things like this have happened. Personally, for me, I've experienced it.
Okay,
so,
hello, hear from you. Hello. Yes, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
Lady Steven is my name.
Okay.
Calling
from where?
Ikorodu.
Ikorodu.
Go ahead, please.
To me, I think this guy has been honest enough. They are both sit together and discuss. And she was told that, look at my salary. She went to the girl. She's spending 80,000 Ghana per month. And knowingly that 80,000 naira of Nigeria nowadays, after rent, other things follows. Then when his child comes in, how would they cope? So the honest truth is that man has been so honest to this lady. You cannot, at the end of the day, it is good that we see that any man who cannot be responsible for his family is more than if he dies. So to me, I can't be pushed into marriages which I know the economic value not able to carry. So thank you so much. Good morning.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Good morning, Ajah. I am really enjoying the hangout this morning. My name is Quindaline from Ajah. My advice to the lady, 8 years of dating, that means she started dating him at 24. Any man who is serious with you wouldn't use his salary as an excuse. As long as both of you are employed, there is always room for growth. A man who is into a lady will be scared of losing her to another man and will do all he can to secure her, even if it means introduction and bride price payment. He is using delay tactics to frustrate her out of the relationship. The lady is no longer hanging on to love. She is simply scared of ending up single, which is making her lose her self-confidence. Girl, walk out if that's bondage. Okay, I guess you're trying to say walk out of that bondage, okay? Walk out of that bondage. You will see an eager man ready to take you to mama. Overcome fear. She abbreviated the word fear, meaning false emotions appearing real. If she forces the man to marry her against his wish, she will never enjoy that marriage and it will hurt her more because he is the person in love. Let her work out and rebuild her self-confidence. Okay, valid point right there. Thanks for that.
Hello, darling. Good morning.
Hi, sweetheart. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. That's sugar.
Okay.
How are you?
Amara, Ada is fine. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Dennis is here.
Dennis, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm very good.
It's been a while here from you.
Yeah, anyway.
All right, Amara, sweetheart.
I just wake up. Okay, what are you guys talking about?
All right, we're talking about the lady that's been with this guy for 8 years, and the guy is not making the move for marriage because he's earning just 80,000 naira monthly. So he's saying that she should give him some time to make more money before they get married. But she's scared. She's 32. She's saying time is not on her side, and 8 years is so long. So she wants to know what to do, if to walk away from the relationship or give him some time. And I'm also asking you, how long do you think is ideal for people to date before getting married?
Well, first, let me answer the first question.
Okay.
Well, you see, relationship, it doesn't matter of how long or how short you understand, you call it, because being a long-term relationship, a lot of things, you know, might get involved, might be the cause, you understand?
Okay.
They might have a lot of reason why the relationship is kind of long. So it depends on the two people involved and how serious they are. And the most important thing, let them know what they are doing and let them know what they are up to and let them know what they plan to achieve. Okay, okay. At the end of the relationship, so no matter of how long or how short, it just depends on the two people involved here. Although me, I don't too like to believe in a long, you know, time of courtship like that, but I still believe that it depends on the two people involved.
Okay.
It depends on the two people involved. Now, for the lady, I don't know how much time the guy wants, you know, the lady to give to him.
Just to make money, have a better job, with a better pay.
My love, she have tried. Like, 8 years is not 8 days. You know, like, 8 weeks, for kind of love. 8 years. And I'm sure people and even herself, her own self, be asking questions that, come on, what is really happening? 8 years. So it's meant for her to see this guy down again. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Have a serious conversation with him. Is it actually the money? If it's all about the money, fine. Both of us, are we both, yes, we've been there for 8 years, and this question might be funny, but are we both ready to spend our life together? Are we compatible? Do you understand? Is there compatibility between the both of us? There you go. Then if the guy, he see that sincerity in him, you understand? Then she can tell the guy, fine, if it's all about the money, okay, let's work it out. Is the guy working? That's another question. What is he doing for a living?
He's working, and his current salary is 80,000 naira.
80,000 naira, and that's it. It depends on the person that is managing your wedding for them. Even if it's just like 50,000 naira, the both of them can even work towards it. You can get a wedding done at a 50,000 naira, I swear. It depends on who is having the wedding and the person you're getting involved with, the family you're getting involved with. There you go.
Okay.
I have a question. Like, my dad needs to say, look, I'm like, if anybody wants to get married to you, like, as you are getting married today, you're already married. When your husband comes, it's just a male collar knot that I'm going to take. You understand? No more bills, no more money, just a collar knot. And then I swear, when my husband came to see my parents, so the same thing my dad did.
Really?
He's not added, he's not contracted. So what I'm saying is, let's have see this guy down. Is it all about the money? Fine. You are aiming 80,000 naira. I don't know what the lady is doing for a living. If the lady is also working, maybe she's busy with something. Lady can say, okay, the little you have, you can bring it. If the lady can have something in her also, she can use to support the one to get happy to top it up. The one that can work towards it. And she can go and see her parents. And look, at least she's no longer a child. Like, she can open and tell her parents anything. That, look, this is the guy I'm involved with. And he's not financially broke. This is how much he can bring. Do you understand? What I want from you guys as my parents is to help me to make sure that this marriage happens. But this is how much he can bring. This is how much he has. So I don't know how you guys want to do it, but you guys will have to make sure that you come in and help, you know, it helped me with this guy I want to get married to. So now it depends on the both of them. The girl has her own role to play, and the guy also have his own role to play. If the guy is really genuine and sincere, or that it's money that is the problem here, and not that he's just playing around.
Okay, yeah, Mara. Thank you.
That's one thing I believe. If the both of them, you know, have to come together, I have to talk over this again. The girl have her own role to play, and the guy also have his own role to play. So both of them have to come together. So money should not be an issue, like trying to keep them in one relationship for 8 years. Oh, come on, no. Both of them.
Thanks for calling, dear.
Thank you, darling.
All right. Take care of yourself. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Ada and Dennis.
Hello, good morning. Henry?
Yeah, it's Henry.
Okay, Henry from Shomolu. Welcome.
Yeah, okay. How are they now?
We're fine.
Good.
Yeah, and this is a very interesting topic. And I just have one advice, both for the guy self in question, before I talk about the girl.
Okay.
So for the guy, what he should know is that, see, and that there is no perfect time to do something.
Mm.
That's one thing I want him to realize. He's earning 80,000, Abby.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, and I know people who are earning less that are still living, and they even have children self. So if he's earning that amount, he can always grow. He's not going to stop there for life. And if the wife, okay, imagine the wife too is maybe working and earning up to let's say 70 or this thing. Then tell me why, as they go on and on, you know, invest their money in things. So it's not as if, it's not as if all the people that got married, they were all millionaires when they got married.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know? So because I used to use one of my relations as an example. So my uncle, when he married about 17 years ago.
Okay.
So he was just like average person. The wife was working in a bank. So he was just, you know, normal daily chores, all those kind of things. So
okay.
But at that today, these people, they are more than okay. In fact, like they've relocated to the UK. Do you get?
Okay.
So it's not a matter of, there is no, if a man is sitting down, flirting, spending money on the other, on, you know, things that are not relevant, thinking that when I have 10 million at my hand like this, that 10 million can never come to your hand like that. So yeah, that's what the guy should know. Then for the girl, if she feels that the guy is wasting her time, my dear, she should just move on. I know it will be very difficult because we are talking about 8-year-old relationship.
Mm.
So that they might be bonded. So some guys are fond of that. They will be like, I beg, I've dated this person for too long. You know, the person, what if the guy is just tired of you, Seth? You get? Mm. So it's not, he's just using that salary as an excuse or something. I know teachers who are earning 50,000 and they even have children, self, and they are doing some business in their area and getting money. So that one is not even an excuse at all. Maybe he just want to push the girl out, and the girl don't want to accept the reality that this is what is happening, you know. So, you know, this kind of see finish something. There'll be 8 years, I don't see this one finish. So that's my advice for the girl. If you look the guy that the guy is wasting her time, let her just move on. Forget your age and everything. You can still find better person. That's my own opinion.
Wow. Okay, Henry. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the chart station. Time check. It's 1 minute gone past the one. How about the name Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend? And I have Mr. Dennis Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Quite an emotional topic, I must say.
Yeah,
like, it's years.
Emotional. In fact, there are a whole lot of angles to this story.
For real. Many things to say.
It's not something that one would just say you are living. Living to where? 8 years. Add 2 years to it, that's 10 years.
That's a decade.
10 years speaking. Let her just stay there. Huh.
Really? You know what? When we get back, you tell us why you feel she should stay there. I'm just on the fence. I am everywhere and nowhere. All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Right about now, I want us to listen to a song called You Are The Reason. It is a song by English singer Callum Scott. The song was released on the 17th of November in the year 2017 via Capitol Records.
This is Soul Therapy with your radio girlfriend.
Home of entertaining conversations.
I personally think Liverpool of last season that lost the title were better. That's my personal opinion.
Somebody who has the virus refused to isolate. That's even attempted murder, in my opinion, because you know how dangerous this virus is and you refuse to do the right thing. It should be a crime.
99.3.
A young man like me, looking for what I will fed myself.
Mm.
As police are collecting my money.
Mm.
You're able. What later will say Yahweh. I'm not doing Yahweh. I have a laundry shop.
Your number one station for talk. 99.3.
Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The best of talk on the station for talk.
Nobody should just give up their life like a chicken. Will the police have the ability to resurrect me when I am dead?
The problem we have in Lagos is a self-sense of entitlement to things of the state by certain individuals who believe that whether you like it or not, it belongs to them and their family.
Your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The Talk Station with Ada Blessing. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the Chart Station on 99.3 Nigeria Info with yours truly, Hadja Blessing, your radio girlfriend, and Mr. Dennis Jimmy. Okay, 18 minutes now gone past one, and we are talking about matters of the heart. Just in case you're just tuning in, I'll read out the story again so you get a catch up with us. Now, this story here reads, I've been dating this guy for 8 years now. I am 32 years old. My relationship with him started since my university school days. Ever since we graduated and started working, I've been expecting him to propose to me, which he hasn't. Once I confronted him, he said he needed tangible source of income first before considering marriage. His current salary is 80,000 naira, yet he doesn't want us to go into marriage. I personally told him that we can manage what we have and plan our life together since I am also working. But he said no. His reason is that he doesn't want us to suffer. My problem is, time is not on my side. I am 32 years old. He wants to make millions before he can marry me. What if that takes time? What if it takes more years to do that? And I am ready, but I think he is not. Please, I need advice. I don't know what to do. And you listening, we're asking you this morning, what advice do you have for her? If you were in her shoes, what would you do? How long should you date before getting married? And what's the ideal amount of money a man should have before considering marriage? The studio line 0700-993-993-993. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. Ladies, the number to dial is 014-657-190. 014-657-190. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Ada.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Fine, thank you. What's your name?
Hello, Dennis.
Good morning.
My name is Dara, calling from Lekki.
Oh, Dara, such a sweet voice.
Okay.
Thank you. So, today's topic is quite interesting.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And just been listening, a lot of people have imputed a lot of suggestions and ideas. So I want to add mine.
Feel free. Right.
You know, as regards to the lady, 8 years is a freaking long time. Now we can understand the economic crisis in the country, which is also understandable. But for me, I believe that, okay, you were asking there's a specific time for dating. Maybe maximum 2 years that should do. At least by 2 years, you should be able to decide if this is someone you want to settle in. Now, I'm going to say it in 2 ways because the lady has tried 8 years. When you talk about being patient, that 8 years is a long time. Now, okay. I've been in a relationship where I'd had my guy, okay, what's the plan? And it was like, okay, that was like 2015. So it was like when it gets to 2020, you will now decide whether he wants to get married or not.
2020.
So I told myself, like,
wow.
That because then he said he's setting up his businesses, he wants to set one in China and Dubai and all that.
How long were you guys together for before that conversation?
For like 2 years.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I cannot hold on for that long because I like, at least there should be a promising response. It was like down to 2020. So like 2 years long, down the line, I was on the social media, Facebook precisely, and I saw you know, that suggestion thing.
Yeah.
So it floated and I saw a wedding photograph of him and a lady. I was like, oh, wow. So this guy actually got married, not waiting till 2020. So then I called him to congratulate him. So
like, okay, but you're already married.
Me? No, I wasn't married. He was, like, let's say a year plus. Let's say a year, 6 months down the line.
Oh,
after
wow.
I walked away. So it was like, so I called him to congratulate him. Ah, wow. So he didn't wait till 2020. I was like, eh, because the lady got pregnant along the lines. That was just, I was like, so what happened to your business that you're setting up? So like, eh, life goes on. So right now they have a child and they're still living on. So my own definition of getting married is, or when is the right time. If a guy is stable, he can take care of himself and he's living comfortably, then I think that he can get married to someone. As long as both of them are working and they're doing well. Like my friend now, when she got into school, she dated a guy for 4 years. She did like a 6 years program. So she dated a guy for 4 years. So we all assume, even her parents, everybody knows this guy. So we were thinking she's going to end up marrying this guy. But that didn't happen. After 4 years in a relationship, she moved on. And then she finally graduated because her program was for 6 years.
Okay.
So she graduated in 20. She met someone else in less than 2 years. And she graduated in 2019. And in 2020, we got married. And they're living happily. And she could tell me that she never regretted ending that relationship. And the guy is still, that her ex is still there. He's not ready yet. So, because that's what she told me, that he was not ready. She wants to make more money to before he can get married.
Mm.
And right now, she's married. She just celebrated their 1 year anniversary. And they're like, she can tell me that anytime she calls, tell me that she's so happy that this is the best that she has made. Because she never knew, if she had still been with that guy, she never knew how long that she'd still be holding her. So I just believe that there's always someone out there for someone. I know it's going to take a while, because right now she's in a place whereby she's confused and maybe feeling like, okay, who is going to take her? Because believe me, this 8 years has also made her, because there's a way when you're 20, you have a lot of guys on your list, you know, chasing after. You get to 25, you see a lot of guys, you know. But then you're getting older and you get to 30, you see that there are younger ones. Even those guys that want you, they wouldn't want you because they believe, ah, this girl has been taken. She has been in a relationship for this long. So that also, in a way, chased a lot of suitors that would have approached her even in the relationship. I know some guys are very authoritative, or let's say protective, whereby, oh, it's my babe, I don't want anybody else with her, you know, those kind of things. So I can understand that maybe at this point she's not getting other admirers, you know, and that is really frustrating her because she's not getting younger, obviously.
Okay.
So that's just my input. So really, she really needs to think that. And the guy giving an excuse of 80,000, that's not an excuse. Yeah, because if you know you are planning something, right now we're all on low budget because, you know, things are expensive, but we're still planning our lives, you know. And when you say two heads are better than one, if she comes in, you know, you guys can plan on the budget, you know, your marriage, you can decide, okay, maybe we have this kind of amount in our account before we can now start having children. So at least when we have kids, we can be spending from this to, you know, raise the children. Why we, you know, people plan. And I could tell you that love alone is not enough at this age and time that we are. We need to consider all the factors. Yes, I know the guy is considering money. Yeah, but there is no definite time to get something done. My colleague in the office would tell me that when he got married to his wife, he had just 150k in his account.
Oh, wow.
And how the marriage happened, he didn't know. But today they are living well. The wife is working. She's an accountant. He's a media personnel. Jobs have come in. They have a son now and they're happy.
Okay.
We all have to plan our lives.
That's
right. Nobody has it all figured out,
right.
The guy really needs to tell the lady that this is how it is. And if she's, like, from what you said, she's willing to support him. She's willing to, you know, do our own, play our own part. And you should be able to understand. Yes, Dennis was saying some guys don't like to collect money from, but this is two in one. And I just thought maybe the guy had somebody else. You know, maybe he's just trying to, and other people have said their own, but really, they really need to put in. And if she sees that there is no definite answer to what the guy is saying, then she should please walk away.
All right,
I'm sure she will even find someone that would, you know, appreciate her, and
you really,
she will be happy.
You've really, really spoken a lot, but thank you. You made so much sense. We appreciate the call.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Wow.
Coming from the lead.
What's up, baby?
Interesting. Hello. Good morning.
Kuboko.
Ah, Comrade Ikechukwu.
I'm just returning back from Ekoto, my sister daughter birthday.
By this time, at 1:28.
I want to use this medium to talk to people where they work from Obasanjo Junction going to Songonda Bridge. Dangote trailer don't block the two roads. Dangote trailer don't spoil this side and this side before Songonda Bridge. So I pity for people who work from Obasanjo Junction to Songonda Bridge this morning. I am crying for them with my heart.
Hmm.
So what do we discuss?
They are listening to you.
We did talk about
what are we discussing? I have credit. Tell me, I go talk.
Okay. We did talk about babe we did with guy for 8 years.
Talk aloud.
Comrade. You know you're such a vibe whenever you call the radio station. We did talk about woman, girl we did with her boyfriend for 8 years.
Okay.
The guy never proposed. And the girl now day 32 years old. The guy see the talk say he need make more money before marriage. So the girl they ask, after 8 years, make she still wait, and they make she work out come out from the relationship.
Let me tell you, before she go work out, if she love that guy, make it as they happen. She said, let me tell you, there are some people when they do German double, when they carry block 1,005, they see marry.
Oh wow.
In the end,
only 80,000 naira every month. How that money won't take see both of them through?
Auntie, did you understand what I said? I said some people they carry block 1,005 that 1 day.
But you know me say they comfortable. The guy talks they know what making wife suffer.
Okay, you know why making wife suffer. Okay. If you know what making wife suffer, or making wife join them. They make them and build family.
Yeah.
Making wait the time where we say you go get a job of 1 million naira. Maybe you go rich for the next 5 years.
Wow.
My advice, you know, that they talk my own. If that guy psychologically knows say this man is not serious, make him leave him. Make another people talk. The five will talk. Ada.
Okay, come ready. Yeah.
Today, you see that thing where you and that face do on Thursday, where I die from 10:30 to 1 o'clock. Maybe I'm not trying today.
Oh wow, he's even warning us.
I wanted to talk that.
Okay, Comrade Ikechukwu.
I let that tell you.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you. We don't hear.
Okay.
You know, I thought Comrade Ikechukwu was always just, you know, doing this to Daddy Freeze and I, or to just me on the chat station.
Right.
During the day, when I listen to Sandra, or I think some mornings when I'm awake, I listen to Sheriff and then Sandra and the Techers. When I hear Comrade Ikechukwu, I'm like, Comrade, you just have to love him. Like, he's the same morning, afternoon, evening, night. Comrades, big shout out to you, okay? We appreciate you. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Jeff.
Oga, Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Ada?
Yes, sir.
They can just talk every 2 hours, talk simple. They can get just waka. Ada?
Why?
Like, seriously, anybody tell you, say they get 80,000, say they will make money plenty for your account for 8 years. It's not even supposed to be 8 years. For 2 years, say, for 3 years. For me, I'm not to say the man really won't marry you. When it comes to commitment, when you put person on a payroll, like seriously say, okay, we could start relationship. At least before 2 years, manage, add 1 year, join them. At least, supposed to don't calculate, say, you feel they look at say, they find money. I don't see no time where you want to find the money, where you want to get money, where you want to take marriage, any woman, where you start relationship. Now, when you put out for body, it's okay, but it's so time I'm supposed to don't ready to marry this so person. See, both of them are in day school, because I'm saying they're 2 days school, they talk about school fees. You don't understand? Even though they're 2 days school, the marriage is supposed to come first, because no time, no wait for anybody. See, especially when this girl, they talk 8 years, a whole person, they for how many years, 32 years, the couple say, make you find more money. Ha. For me, for the girl, no need, say, this why they talk, say, make you ask the guy, just, oh, you forget the relationship, because even though that guy married that girl with that 80,000 because of the pressure, Ada, if anything come up, Ada, hey, see, some people will say that they put themselves for hot place, because anywhere come up, the guy will tell us after all, now you say, Muku, enter into this relationship, Muku, marry you, now the suffer don't come up. You don't put yourself in that condition.
Okay. Hello? Yeah, we are here.
You don't put yourself in somewhere like, say, person go, they blame you. Or they tell you, say, okay, like, you cause our wife go marry. No. If you won't do any relationship, make the both of you realize, say, okay, fine, we are going to this thing. Anywhere come outside, no complaint from any part. We just take a second and say, God won't come make it. Because you say, you go ask one person, go, they force one person. That will cause say, hey, because we don't, you can enter. When the thing starts to happen, you like, when they frustrate or you all say, ah, you say, I leave this guy, because any little mistake, when you don't come to that financial money, or when the guy won't spend money, when you don't get, even they blame me, say, that is no relationship. Mm-hmm. For me, if I be the guy, I would just walk out. See, if the guy say, you know, propose, no need, that's why if he propose for how many years. If they enter into marriage, that girl will lose, because the marriage don't get a joy. I think I just tell her the reality. Make him just leave the guy, make him just pray for God, make God send him the right person.
Mm.
3 years is enough. And for any man no say never even ready to even marry anybody. Make him never start any relationship at all. Because the moment where you make any promise of any relationship, you don't say you are not ready for marriage. No, don't just carry person picking, they put up on a long thing. Say they find money.
Okay.
If you get 80,000 as a salary, if you get 80,000, if now one picking go on a go born in the work, 80,000 for me, oh, depends the kind of school where you want to put your picking. You know, not be until you put your picking for the higher school. Where, like, say, you have no fee wish. You will calculate your budget, calculate the school where your picking will go, and still add your own personal education to your child to make her reach that level. Both of them are going to live a peaceful life, not be until you get 1 million. So, people even get 1 million, they even spend. They're not going to go, they will surprise us from a thing you succeed. Say you all keep the girl there, say make him wait, say they find 1 million. For me, for the girl, making work out, more time. Making them give the guy more time. If the guy is serious, if the guy is not saying serious, but the guy do necessary. Me, now let 2 months say I'll give the guy. If he's on that person who is serious, make him just move ahead. No time for them. The guy is never serious. And he never even went to my. At the end of the day, that girl starts 34. The guy can't see person who is in love. Something could happen now. He go high to the marriage. If into the marriage finish, if you get come, he go to say, I don't know. He go come like, pity. No, make you get waka straight.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Ada baby, good morning. I don't want to greet Denison because I am jealous now. Back to the matter. But Ada baby, if the guy is really serious, he can make it happen. Let the girl be sure of what she is doing. Even hunger alone can make someone steal. If the guy loves the girl, he will be hungry marrying the girl. No one will even need to tell him to go for a loan. I am Samuel. Dennis, what did you do to Samuel?
I don't know. Why are you jealous? Are you jealous of me? Or are you jealous of the lady? Which one?
Okay. Hello, Ada. Good morning. Honestly, the guy is not ready to marry her. Do you know what is 8 years in a relationship? And the girl is 32. He used the F word. Alright, what more time is she giving again? It's better for the girl to find her way now before it's too late. Thanks, Tony from Suleri. Okay, Mr. Tony, we got that. Ada, do you know that marriage is a blessing? Good thing, uptime favor. Okay. Marriage is a blessing. A good thing that obtained favor from the Lord. That is not enough excuse. Okay. Thanks for that one. 0700 993 993 993.
0700 993 993 993 993. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Ada. How are you?
Ada is fine. Thanks for asking.
As Pundit.
Pundit is fine, but tonight I have Dennis.
All right. Send me hi to Dennis too.
He's here.
Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother.
So please tell us your name.
My name is Prince. I'm calling from Sestak.
Okay, welcome.
Prince.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, Prince. Yes. In fact, this matter is laughable. At the same time,
laughable?
On my bed, I'm, huh?
Did you say laughable?
It's less, like, honestly, I don't understand. At the same time, I'm having goose pimples here. How could a woman stay with a man for more than 1 year without making up her mind? My mother used to say that long courtship breeds contempt. Do you understand? I do not see, you know, somebody lasting more than a year in a relationship without calling a spade what it is, instead of calling it a feminine instrument. You see, that guy has a problem of self-esteem. If you are earning 80,000 naira, who said you cannot marry? It's all about you putting the right perspectives. You know, he could be doing other things on the sideline. How can you, quote unquote, imprison somebody's daughter? If it was to be his own sister that somebody has been imprisoned for the past 8 years, how would he feel? There was somebody that said that the last person that spoke before you went reading what people sent to you, I love what the guy said. Let that girl take a walk. If the girl, doesn't she have parents that can advise her better? Do you understand? I can't understand why at the end of the day now he will go and marry another person. And that girl will now advance to menopause. A man's time and a woman's time can never be the same. At 100 years, a man can still marry somebody of 14 years. Mm. But at 40-something, thereabout, a woman is heading downward, biologically speaking.
Okay.
So he is not the best man possibly in time that a girl could have said, okay, maybe if he doesn't marry me, God will help her. She will, once she takes a walk, somebody will come her way. But if that guy should repudiate the idea of, losing confidence in himself, 80,000 naira can go a long way. Rome was not built in a day. And as I said, by the sideline, he can be doing other businesses if he really loves that girl.
Okay.
That's my take.
Thank you so very much for calling.
Let her take a walk. Now. Let her take a walk right away now.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
My name is my name.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah. I've had the contributions of so many people. But what they failed to ask that girl, that lady, and the man, they didn't know the plans. Because I have a friend. He said until he finished, until his brother finishes the school, he will not marry. And he made
He's the one seeing the brother through school?
Yes. He said he don't want his brother to stop.
Okay.
And he finished it and he created a marriage. He has a girl. You understand? And the other one was building. He said he don't want that building to stop.
Okay.
Until he finished that building before he get married.
Okay.
And all these things is what the lady and the people talking will
You know, everybody has his own principle.
Yeah, he's saying that he needs to, you know, have a better job, something that will pay him more than 80,000 naira monthly before considering marriage.
One, none of us know the type or the lifestyle of that lady.
Okay.
Maybe the man have seen that is a high, is living very high, and with this morning I cannot maintain her. You understand? I have only seen about somebody that have dated somebody for quite 7 or 8 years.
Mm.
And people were telling her that people are not worried. The guy is not serious. The guy is not serious. After all, the guy is older than you. And he's going to look for a younger guy to marry. So, with pressure, she left that guy. Go and marry somebody.
Okay.
And the guy they married, I think they were about 2 years. That guy died.
Oh, no.
Now, the person they are saying that is an older guy, you know, he's still living. And he married and he was, he's still happy. It is perished.
Oh, wow.
So people at times push people to do what they don't want to do.
Mm.
The only thing you will ask that man, 80,000 is enough money.
Okay.
There are some people that earning less than 30,000 and they are married with children.
Mm.
So what you ask that guy, let him ask him to tell him exactly what actually, why he could not cope that amount.
Okay.
When I was my dad was when I was younger.
Yeah.
I have a car, and I was working. And I have an aim. Say this is what I want before I get married. Well, my dad was telling me that. Let me tell you, my friend, the money you use for buying fuel in the vehicle and maintaining the vehicles. It's more than what you, in fact, what you are maintaining more than 10 people. So you can marry now and then maintain your wife. So what I'm saying in the actual sense is that that lady, they are telling her to walk out, walk out, walk out. That the man is not serious.
Okay.
They walk out and another thing happens. So I think it should sit down with that guy and discuss with that guy. I'm not a supporter of walking out of that relationship.
All right. Thank you.
So, all right.
Okay. Okay. Another wow. Angle.
Wow, wow, wow.
45 minutes gone past one, and this is the Soul Therapy segment, The Chart Station, with Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend, and Dennis Sampson Jimmy. Okay, rare 80s.
For the first time.
Okay, this is a song by Adekunle that I want us to listen to. Enjoy this, and then when we get back, we'll be talking more to this lady, and then you will get our take. Yeah. We'll be right back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome back, 55 minutes gone past one. And we are still talking about matters of the heart. Tonight we have a young lady who's been with a guy for 8 years without the guy proposing. And she's 32. She's really, really worried about her age and the man not proposing. So she's asking you if he should stay, give him more time as the guy is using his monthly salary as an excuse. I mean, he said he's earning 80,000 naira. So he needs to make more cash before considering marriage. And the lady is not finding it funny. Like, hey, bro, I work as well. Why not? I support you. We get married and then we will definitely grow. But he's saying, no, I need to be the man. I don't want you to suffer. So I need to have something better, make more money before we get married. But then there's something about us having dreams and goals and aspirations. It's not bad. It's a very good thing, by the way. Well, how long is it going to take you to execute those plans? Think about it. So she's in that position. Okay, I've been with you for 8 years. Now you need more time. How much time will be enough? And as you're taking the time, I am aging. I'm a lady. So Chart Station family,
What do I do? 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, Mr. Chikwas.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you. I'll be following your program.
All right.
You said, I mean, somebody earning 80,000K. Is a lot of money now.
Really? A lot?
Yeah, it's a lot of money, okay? So, what I was trying to suggest for the lady, you know, if she see another serious person that is willing to marry her, she can go on with the person.
Wow.
Like the guy, they have the guy, the girl at house. Someone that wants to marry you, at least with 80K, you can get up. At least the lady will not be, I don't know. It will be okay.
Yeah, she is. She's working.
Yeah, so at least they can make up a family.
All right then.
So yeah, the guy is not a serious person.
Wow.
She's gone with her life, please.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. At this moment, I just have to take a deep breath. Okay, with 58 minutes gone past one, Dennis, let's get your final words because we have basically just 2 minutes to leave the studio.
Final word, young lady, stay. Don't go. Talk to the extent you are satisfied. Because you have to think thoroughly before you move. And you know for every movement, there's a consequence. So be careful of the decision you're going to make. Be careful. But first of all, thoroughly talk about it. Ask him questions. Be free to ask him questions. Make him feel relaxed to tell you what exactly it is. And if you want to chat with me on Instagram at I am Dennis Jimmy, at I am Dennis Jimmy. And on Facebook, Dennis Samson Jimmy, in case you're not. Instagram, Facebook, Dennis Samson Jimmy. All right, Ada?
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Dennis. Before I give my final take, let me just